Hello, and welcome to the Sunnydale Diaries podcast, where I, Sean, along with my friend Melanie,
hello,
are watching and discussing every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and how the themes of the episodes impact our lives.
Impact our lives.
They do.
All right.
Today, we are discussing Season 2, Episode 13.
Surprise!
You ever had a surprise party for your birthday?
No.
Not one?
No.
I know what I'm doing next year, then. Okay.
I would like to have one someday.
Okay.
Don't do it next year, though, because then I'll know.
You won't remember.
Are you saying I'm old and I have a bad memory?
No, I'm saying there's a decent...
That's it, I'm out of here. We're not friends anymore.
This is a solo podcast from now on. I only had one surprise party. It was it my 30th? I think it was my 30th.
Yeah.
I knew.
You did. It's so hard.
It really is. It's hard, especially hard if it's in your own home.
Yeah.
You know, and you're living with the person who's planning it.
Yes.
And, you know, you need to go out this morning. I need you to make plans on the morning of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a really hard person to surprise for some reason. I'm naturally suspicious. I don't know.
Yeah.
My husband did surprise me when he proposed.
Yeah.
I was very surprised at that. That was a good one. But yeah, birthday parties, that would be really hard. We surprised your husband with a birthday party.
We did.
This year.
But we did have to, you know, plan it like 2 weeks early.
Yes.
But yeah, we
and
did
it surprise. Was at your house.
Yeah, but
that helped.
That was the biggest thing.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, because there's no way I could do it here. Because number one, I would have to clean. And to be honest, I'm...
right away, he would know something is up.
I'm typically not the one who does the cleaning. But even then, it's like I would need to get him out of here for like when food is being delivered that morning or something. Yeah. So thankfully, Melanie, being an amazing friend and podcast co-host, let me have the party at her house. And we told my husband that we were going to be doing a cookie exchange, which Melanie has done in the past. So he actually made a cookie for the fake cookie exchange.
Some of us made cookies. We actually did a cookie exchange.
But I made him make a cookie.
That's right.
And he made Italian rainbow cookies, which
they were good.
They were freaking amazing.
They were good.
But that's not an easy feat. That's not like
get him to make the cookies?
No, to make those cookies. Those are pretty involved. It's not like a quick 5-minute throw together some chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. We did a good job of lying to him about some things.
Yes, we did.
Because he did ask some questions.
Mm-hmm.
And there had to be a little fibbing on your part.
And I feel like if you're lying for something fun, it's okay. when one night we went to Sam's to get stuff at the party, I'm like, I'm going over to Melanie's to record.
Yeah.
Normally Melanie comes here, but I'm going over there. And,
it was a victimless crime.
It was. Yeah. Absolutely was.
It all ended up great. And you didn't know until you were at the door.
At the door, and I bought a little ribbon for him that said birthday boy.
Yeah.
I called him, I said, put it on. He's like, why? I'm like, because this is a surprise party for you. I'm like, what? It's never happened to me, but I don't like when everybody's like hiding behind furniture and jumps out and yells surprise. Like,
yeah.
We're too old for that. That's good for a kid.
Yeah.
The one that was a surprise for me from my 30th, the planning was kind of taken over by a friend of mine. Like, she kind of just shoved my husband out of the way.
Oh.
And for some reason, she thought I was a really big fan of Grey's Anatomy. No, I was watching. I was watching the show at the time. I enjoyed it.
Fan.
I wasn't like a big fan. Like, not only Anna Buffy, she made everybody wear scrubs.
Oh.
Yeah. So I walk into my house. Yeah, because I was out with a friend of mine that like morning after I come, and of course I come home and I see 30 cars around.
You were up north still.
No. Oh. Like my 30th. No. This was my old house.
Oh, in Palm Harbor.
No, St. Pete.
Oh, in St. Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, where was I?
I didn't know you yet.
We didn't know each other yet.
Not when I was 30.
Okay.
I met you when I was like 35, 36.
I guess I just assumed that. That you had just moved into that house when I met you.
Oh, no. We were there like 6-7 years already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just right there. You were right like 2 minutes away from me.
That is true.
Man.
Melanie and I don't live too far apart now, but we live like within really 5 minutes. Yeah. When we both lived in St. Pete.
All right. So yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I pull into my driveway and there's like 30 cars. Yeah. And you know, my neighbor did not think we have that many.
Yeah.
That many cars.
Right.
And I walk in, everybody's wearing scrubs.
Yeah.
Like she like made signs to the cabinets to look like your bandages.
She committed to the theme.
She really.
It was just not a good theme.
I had to pretend.
Well, it was a good theme, but just not it. Yeah. It was not a theme for you.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, yes, I appreciated it. I am surprised that everyone wore.
I'm surprised on different levels.
Yeah. And my sister came down from New York, which is nice. That was right when I got Abby, my Boston Terrier. So, you know, everybody got to meet her when she was like 16 weeks.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was a good party.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I just was a little surprised by that theme. That's the only surprise party I ever had.
Yeah.
When I was 6, we had a party at McDonald's for my birthday.
Yeah, McDonald's parties.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when
we were little,
we had those. And I'm a summer baby, so I never got to do like the birthday party.
Classroom.
Mom brings cupcake.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that. And I had gotten the tape recorder for my birthday that year.
Yeah.
So I taped like the whole party, and I still have that tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's fun.
And then I went around like after the party. I had everybody like leave little messages. I remember my dad saying, "I saw you come out."
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh, mortifying.
My godmother did like a little rhyme.
Oh,
yeah, good stuff. Let's see what else. I'm trying to have a birthday, plan a birthday party. For myself, for, I don't know, my 20th or my 21st, it was very last minute. I didn't do a good job. No one showed up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's fine. It's probably the only bad birthday I had. Okay. And even then, like, I think we made the best of it, and it was fine. I may edit that out.
Oh, no. Part of who you are, Sean. That's your Ross Geller moment.
Yeah.
Isn't it right? Yes. With the name tag on?
Yes. do you like celebrating your birthday?
I love celebrating.
I feel the answer is yes, because I normally celebrate
my birthday. Yeah. I think the best birthday celebration I did was for my 40th. It was a surprise, but I planned the whole thing myself, so it was exactly what I wanted. It was, you're only old as you feel. I ordered a bounce house.
Amazing.
I had a friend of mine make invitations that were a lollipop, like a swirl lollipop on a stick. It was, and the front of it kind of opened up. It was great. They were great. And then I put pictures of myself all through the years, all my school pictures and stuff throughout the house. We had a bubble gum blowing contest.
I saw pictures of that.
That was a really fun party. That was when I just had started at the job we were at together, or pretty close to it, because I invited all the managers.
Yeah,
including the ones that we didn't like. So, everybody was was there, and that was a lot of fun. That bounce house was a big hit. And then from then on, whenever I'd go to like work things, and I'd meet, I've had spouses, and they'd be like, "Oh, you were the one with the bounce house." Yes,
that was the thing a year before I met you.
Oh,
couldn't have waited a year.
I know.
Although I went to, I think the first birthday you had after I met you, you had a fun party. I made the marshmallows for you.
Yes.
And we did a lot of games.
Yes.
I remember a friend of mine, we were doing like, I'm not sure, I guess like Pictionary.
Oh, yeah.
And he had Australia was his clue. And he drew like a quarter inch on the paper. And somehow I'm like, Australia. And I got it. I have no idea how I did it. And I remember that.
We were connected.
And we made s'mores.
Neural. Episode?
Neural clamping.
Neural clamping with that person. And we had s'mores with your homemade marshmallows.
Yes.
Yeah. I threw a good party. Or I have thrown a good party in my day. Now, after COVID, I'm like all antisocial and stuff, so I don't do parties.
Yeah. It depends on my mood.
Like, that's not true. We've done some get-togethers in our house since we moved here.
Yeah, you're the big
Christmas thing. Barbecues and stuff. Yeah. Christmas open house. Yeah. Do you like surprises? Do you like being surprised?
I do like being surprised.
Yeah.
Honestly. For a while, my first Florida job, I did not a lot of traveling, but more traveling than I do now for work.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would go away, my husband would like do some project in the house. And I have no idea about it. And yeah. I get home and like, you know, the room become a bedroom would be completely redone. Yes. Or like some loot landscaping. Yeah, I like surprises.
Yeah. My ex-husband did that once. I came home from something and he had painted the whole kitchen.
Did you like the color?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I liked it. I didn't like painting it over again. He painted a really beautiful brick red. And then when I was selling that house after we divorced, I had to paint that room white.
Oh.
When it went on the market. That was not fun.
That's a lot of coats.
No, it was a lot of coats. I did have some friends come over and help me. That was nice.
Cool. Yeah. Any other memorable birthday parties for you?
My 18th birthday... about this before. My 18th birthday, my parents had separated, but my mom and I were still living in the house. And were they separated? No, they separated that night.
Wow.
That's not what I wanted to talk about with the birthday party. It was a good party, but I remember that my mom, when I came downstairs, my mom had written on the dining room wall in marker, "Happy 18th birthday, Melanie." And everybody got to sign the wall because they were putting up mirror. They were covering mirror with mirror the wall like the next day or something. So we all got to write on the wall. That was really nice. Fun. And I often think about whoever moved into that house after us and took that mirror down. They were probably very surprised.
Yeah.
But that was fun. And I had some popular kids come to that party for some reason. And
sure, amazing.
No, they weren't my friends. They were friends of a friend. And but yeah, that was fun.
Cool.
That was a good party. Birthdays. I love them.
Yeah. Buffy, not having the best birthday.
Poor Buffy.
Yeah. Her birthdays, I feel, are always a little bit traumatic.
They are.
Yeah. Well, we will see this as a theme.
All right.
I feel like I can tell you that's not much of a spoiler.
She's got it tough.
Yeah.
All right.
So in season 2, episode 13, Surprise, starts off with her. She's just not sleeping well.
She had a bad dream.
Toss and turn.
She wakes up, or at least you think she wakes up.
Yeah.
And she has a fake sip of water.
You're so
an
good.
Empty glass of water.
Noticing that.
A fake sip. She walks down to the kitchen, and Drusilla's behind her, and I was like, oh, she's going to get attacked. No, she doesn't get attacked. But then she walks into the bronze. I was like, oh, okay, she's still dreaming.
Yep.
Okay, this is interesting. And then she walks, and Willow is there with the French monkey.
With the monkey.
And she says in French that the hippo stole your pants.
Going back to the animal crackers.
Yeah, back to the animal crackers.
And then Willow's there. Excuse me, Joyce is there.
Joyce is there, and she drops a plate.
You know, she was drinking a big mug of coffee.
Big old mug of tea and coffee.
You know what? I bet Joyce does drink tea.
They don't serve coffee there. They just serve tea.
I believe it.
No, it's a dream. They could serve coffee in the dream.
That's true.
Bronze. I don't know.
And she drops the green plate.
Yeah. And then Drusilla is there, and she stakes Angel. Mm-hmm. And then he says, "Happy birthday, Buffy," and Buffy wakes up.
And what does Buffy do? She goes running to her man's apartment.
Sure, shirtless man.
Just hanging out.
Shirtless man, and that's how he hangs out.
I think the only Buffy podcast that I listen to all the way through, like all through 7 seasons, called Buffering the Vampire Slayer.
Oh.
But they would always like say whenever Angel came on and like you're shirtless or there's only like one by the way, oops, I lost my shirt. Dude, that made me think of that.
Yep. So they're making out, of course, as you do.
It's kind of sunny, but not sunny enough to slow them down.
Right.
Clearly not daytime.
Like, not like sunny, like when the sun was kind of coming in the window when he was in the cage.
Yeah, so we kind of locked him in.
This is a little different.
He can move around in the sun.
She has to go to school, but they keep making out. So I guess she just stops over there, you know, before school, on the way to school.
I mean, not a bad way to start your day.
I suppose not.
And then she's at school.
She's telling Willow all about it.
With the little purple hat.
She said, that hat was so 90s. And she's telling Willow how she said she'd like to see him at bedtime. Right? Is that what she said? I'd like to see you at bedtime. And then Willow says, that's moxie or something.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the word moxie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't know. Sometimes these sayings go over your head a little bit because you're so young. I wrote that purple hat is so 90s. Okay. So I think they were like, 2 minutes into that discussion where, and I said, oh, wait, are they talking about sex?
they were dancing around.
They're talking about Buffy doing it for the first time. Mm-hmm. Is that what they were talking about?
Yep.
Oh, remember those days?
It's a long time ago. But yes. Yes, I do.
I can remember having that conversation with my cousin. Like, I don't know. I think this might be it. I might do it with this guy. I didn't. Thank God.
Joey Francis.
Joey Francis. No. Peter Myers. That guy messed me up for life. I gotta say, like, that was where the bar was set. It's so hard being a girl.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Theme of this podcast. It's not Buffy. It's for Melanie and her relationship issues. Okay. So, and then they're talking. Oh, and then they see Oz. He's strumming his guitar on the table. And Buffy says, you should go talk to him. And Willow says, he's a senior. And Buffy says, he's too old because he's a senior? Please, my boyfriend had a bicentennial.
In this scene is one of my favorite lines of the series, which I quote often.
Okay.
When Willow tells Buffy, carpe diem.
Yes.
And Buffy says, fish of the day.
Yes.
I constantly say that to my husband.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Say, I've never heard you say that.
Not carp, carpe. I love that line. Yep. And then Willow does go talk to Oz.
He carpes that diem.
Yep. She likes his hands.
Yes. Yep. I'm a sucker for some good hands, too.
Yeah.
I can't blame her.
And Oz asks her out.
It was so cute the way he did that. Yeah. I'm going to ask you out.
But I'm nervous about it.
I'm nervous about it. She said, but I'm going to say yes. And then she says, no. Oh.
But he likes it.
Oh, but then she invites him to Buffy's surprise party as her date.
In the hallway, Xander calls Giles a funky party weasel. Yes. That may be the episode title. Then Giles says, discretion is the better part of valor.
He does say that.
I had to rewind it three times.
Oh.
Like, what?
And so is this, and then we get Xander and Cordelia?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
But Buffy walks up, and Jenny is, like, half a step behind her. Like, she was right on top of her.
I know. That was weird. Yes. I was like, oh, okay, so I guess this is a Jenny episode.
She's back.
All right, she's back. For reals.
Okay, then I do think we're at the Cordelia and Xander.
Okay, and Xander wants to go public with their relationship, or whatever this is, and she doesn't. And then he says... I said, poor Xander. And then he says, this is just, he's going to give up. This is just my multiple personality guy talking. I call him Idiot Jed, glutton for punishment. Idiot Jed. Aw, poor Xander. Yes?
I don't know what I meant when I wrote down. It's Angel, which automatically equals Maxi Wig.
Oh, yeah. So they're in the hallway, and Giles is concerned because Buffy seemed fatigued. Mm-hmm. And she starts telling him about her dream. And yeah, and so she was concerned because when he gets staked in the dream, because it's it's prophetic,
right?
Because it's Angel, it's Maxi Wig.
She's
Maxi wigging out.
I was picturing a really big wig, and I'm like, what did I mean?
Yeah. And then we get to the vampire CPA, who we haven't seen in a few episodes.
Yep.
With an injured Spike and a strong Drew. And then they're in, where are they? This mansion or something they're in.
Yeah.
Is that the vampire warehouse? Fixed up, or are they in a new place now?
I am not sure.
Okay.
Let's go with the warehouse for now.
It looks like a mansion.
Let's go with it with the mansion. It's a mansion.
Let's go with Placate Melanie.
No.
And then Spike is saying, wouldn't you rather have your party in Vienna?
They love Europe.
They really do.
I mean, I get they're from there, but they really like Europe.
Wow.
Then we get some Spain references.
I know. She says, you remember Spain? The bulls?
The bulls. Like, did they drink from the bulls?
Did they just run with watch? The bulls?
Did they, like, watch people get gored by the bulls?
I don't know.
Spike is in a wheelchair.
That's something we can ask them when we meet them.
You know, I think out of all of them, I think we have a chance of meeting both of them.
Yeah.
They're going to be at some Florida con soon.
Oh, you know who Sean said is going to be in Orlando?
Darla.
I don't think I'm going to that.
I had to send it to you.
I know.
How could I not?
I know. Now, if she were to be at Tampa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Easily. They have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye and see who else is going to be there.
All right. So Drew has a little freak out about the flowers. Does she ever freak out about those flowers?
Could you do your impression of it, please? Yeah. The flower. Remember my notes? Those flowers are wrong. Drew wackiness.
Drew wackiness. And then she says, this is going to be the best party ever because it will be the last.
She opens up a package.
Ooh, yeah.
What's in the box?
We get the box perspective.
Yeah.
Camera in a box. Is my camera in a box?
I liked her red outfit.
It's my judge in a box, babe. It's the judge in a box. First, you cut a hole in the box. Then you put the judge in the box. You put the arm in the box.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I liked her outfit. I don't think we've ever seen her in red before.
Yeah.
I thought it looked very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's looking very vibrant.
Yes.
Very healthy.
Very alive.
Yep. So then we're in the kitchen with Buffy and Joyce.
Mm-hmm. Buffy wants to drive.
Yep. They're talking about that. And then Joyce says the line from the dream, Buffy, are you really ready? Do you think you're really ready yet? And she drops the plate. And the plate has a price tag on the back. I'm sending you a photo of the screen grab. It's got a freaking price tag on it. They haven't even taken the sticker off. I don't know who this prop person is. They couldn't even be bothered to peel the sticker off the plate.
Maybe it's from the gallery. She was going to sell
it.
Well, I mean,
she stole it from the gallery.
This is Joyce, so.
Yeah, okay.
Then off to the computer class.
In the computer lab. The banner above the chalkboard says, have brain today.
Yeah.
What well, does that mean? And what does that have to do with computers? Have brain today.
It was targeted towards the guy from the puppet show episode who wanted to chop off Giles'
I
head.
I thought for a second you were being serious. Like you really had some trivia or background knowledge of this. You had such a good straight face.
I'm good like that.
Yeah, you are.
And we get some eerie music.
Yeah, so you know something's going to happen.
And then
Vincent Schiavelli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
For me?
Yeah.
The ghost on subway on the subway.
Oh, yeah.
In Ghost.
Yeah. Yes. That's true. He's yep. been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I scrolled through. He's
been
in a lot.
Another awesomely bad accent.
Yeah.
And this one is the gypsy accent, apparently.
Yes. Yep.
Like some kind of Romanian or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells her the elder woman has been reading signs. His pain is lessening. She can feel it. What?
And that can't happen. And he berates her because she's going around as Janie Calendar.
And she is Jana of the Calderash people, a gypsy and a techno-pagan. So this feels to me like, okay, they needed to write a good plot line for Jenny and they're just going to stick this in here.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna stick it on her with some self-adhesive tape.
She didn't have a choice. So you can go back to Prince or you could do this.
Yeah.
And so he tells her, you know, Angel can't be happy.
Yeah.
Do whatever you can, pretty much.
Yep.
She says she'll take
Break
care
them
of
up.
It.
Break yep. them up.
He also was in Batman Returns. I mean, like you said, he's in a lot
he
of things.
Like,
is he working, guys?
Yes, he was. He's been in a lot.
He scared me as the subway ghost in Ghost.
He was very angry.
He was very, very angry. Angry.
Yeah, he had issues.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're back in the library. Mm-hmm. And Giles says he's going to do some reading up on Drusilla. Because mm-hmm. we got to figure out what's going on with her. And as Xander and Buffy comes in, she's not happy. She's kind of just bummed, right?
Yeah, worried about her dream.
And Xander says, well, that's not a perky birthday, Buffy.
And then she leaves, and like Willow and Xander, well, I guess we'll cancel the party. He's like, no.
No, we're having
a
party.
I'm glad he stuck up for
it. Yeah.
And then we get some suspense with Jenny.
They're at the high school at night.
Mm-hmm. And you think she's up to something bad.
Yeah.
Giles changed plans. He's waiting for you. I'll drive you there.
Suspicious at all.
Yeah, I was like...
Like, you don't go... I'm a friend of your mom's. Get in the van. I have a puppy. Okay.
But she does get in the car.
She does. And then Buffy's like, where are you taking me? And I don't know. I just have an address to this dead end. The suspicious dead end. This is where Giles told me to take you. And Buffy says, it looks funky. And then... And Jenny says, don't get out. And she says, you know, sacred dirt, sacred duty, yada, yada, yada.
I guess that episode of Seinfeld had already come out by that point.
Probably, but yeah. That was, yeah. So then she catches the vampire CPA and his friends, and they're stealing something. And there's a truck fight.
And then it morphs into bursting through a plate glass window at the Bronze.
Is that what it is? It's the Bronze? The set looked like the underground bunker goth club to me. And so I wasn't sure if it was the Bronze or that place.
No, I'm not sure.
Because they could hear the fighting going on outside.
Right.
Off of the alley. But why would they be at that place? I don't know.
Well, it's kind of weird that you could just rent out the Bronze for a
surprise. Sure you can. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So, of course, they crash through the plate glass because that's, you know, a standard Buffy entrance through the plate glass. Surprise! Is that the surprise?
So she takes the vampire.
Surprise. Everybody's fine, except Jenny's still out there in the car.
You're right.
Just left her out there with the vampires.
I did love when Cordelia yelled surprise.
Yes. That was a good-looking cake.
That was a good-looking cake, yes. Oz looked a little stunned.
Yes, poor Oz. But he takes it pretty good. He's like, some guy just got
turned to dust.
And they're like, oh, yeah, they're vampires. He's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That explains a lot. Okay, so then we find out, what was the CPA stealing? An arm.
An arm, which then grabs hold of Buffy.
An arm attack.
Yes. What's in the box?
It's an arm. It's an arm in the box. And everybody's kind of standing around
watching
this happen. Nobody's moving. Okay.
And we find out it's the judge.
It's the judge. He's a legend, a demon brought forth to end the earth of the plague of humanity. And he can't be killed. Mm-hmm. And then they decide somebody's got to take it away. They got to keep the arm separate from the rest of the pieces. So it's got to be Angel.
And who suggested that? Jenny.
Yeah.
Devious.
Yes, yes. And he's going to be gone a long time. Well, Jenny will drive him.
Yeah.
I'll drive you. I'm going to make this plan happen. I'm going to drive Buffy to the place. Let's go. Angel, I'm driving you here to Nepal. Well, no, at least to the docks.
I love how they did it, because it was like Buffy on the left side of the screen, Angel on the right looking at each other, making all kissy eyes. Yeah. And then Jenny just pops it up. It's like, I'll drive you. Let's go.
I know, she's like out lurking in every seat, right? She's just kind of there. Yep. I wondered, was this, at this point, I thought, oh, they're going to send him away and he's going to be off the show for a few months. Does that mean he has something filming? But no, then I find out later. No, I'm on the wrong track again.
Hey, you're trying to think about what's going
to
happen.
Think.
That's good.
Okay. So then we're back with Drusilla and Spike and CPA. And Drusilla is threatening him. This is where she steps on his glasses.
Yes.
She's going to poke his eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Poke his eyes out.
Yep.
And then they decide, no, he's going to go. He's in charge of getting the arm back. And then I wrote, I like sick Drusilla better than healthy Drusilla.
Really?
I do.
Why?
She was a little wackier, I think.
Okay.
With her little, better weird little girl stuff. That was funnier to me.
Yep.
But I'll give her a chance.
I did like.
She win me back.
I like Spike's line of, she can't have fun without her box.
Okay, and then we're at the docks, and you know they're having this emotional farewell, blah, 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 blah. There's too much romance in this episode for me, I think. And he gives her the, how do you say it?
Clatter?
The clatter ring. And he says, wear it with the heart pointing toward you. It means you belong to somebody. If you're wearing the heart pointing toward you, does that mean the point of the heart?
I would interpret it.
Facing down toward your palm.
That,
the palm part of your hand.
That's how I would interpret it. Yeah.
Like,
not like the top part, the round parts of the heart.
All right. Okay. I've never heard that. Interesting. And then there's a vampire attack and a big stud double fight.
You know, I wrote Stud Woman gets thrown in the water.
Oh, man. The Stud Woman has I caught in one brief shot, her nose is much bigger than Sarah's nose. It's like, oh, man, come on. Yeah, she gets thrown into the water, and then Angel jumps into the water to rescue her, and the CPA gets away with the arm.
Then we're back to the library.
Yep.
Talking about the judge.
You come to judge. You come to judge. That's an oldie. You won't know that one. That's like before my time. And that's a laugh-in.
Oh, wow.
We come to judge. Mom, tell me, is that laughing? We come to judge.
that just can burn the humanity out of someone.
Yes. Ouch. And no weapon forged can kill him. And I thought, oh, that's key. No weapon forged.
How do you interpret no weapon forged?
Like a man-made weapon. Forged by man.
Okay.
So then Willis says, we got to do a round robin, which is, you know, I don't know. Or, no, it's where they do, like, each one calls to say they're going to be sleeping over at the other one's house. And Xander calls his mom and he goes, hey, mom, it's Xander. Poor Xander. And then Buffy is sleeping in Giles's office, I guess. She's having a bad dream.
She went through a lot today. And the swim.
Yeah, I guess. And she's having a bad dream. She's in the vampire mansion / warehouse in a party dress. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. And again, Drusilla gets Angel.
Yes.
This time with like a knife.
Yeah. Then we're actually at the party with the weird music. Mm-hmm. And Spike brings in the last box. And they assemble the judge.
In blue.
He is very blue, and he's played by the guy that played Luke in season one.
I was going to tell you if you didn't know.
Oh, I didn't even need to look it up. Like, I could tell by his voice it was that guy.
Yeah, very distinct.
Very distinct. And he goes and touches the CPA. It's bye-bye CPA. No more. No more accountant.
Nope. And then Drusilla
goes. Because he says, this one, what did he say? This one's got more humanity, or he's got more life. He reads. That's how he says he wants that guy.
And he burns him up.
Yeah, burns him up.
Then Drusilla goes, do it again. Do it again. Very excited.
That's the party trick. Buffy and Angel are there watching this happen, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, no, run away. Okay, why were you even there? What did you think was going to happen?
They knew they thought they were going to get there before he was assembled.
I guess. Okay. All right. Then they run away into the sewer and they come up in the park and it's raining torrential downpour. This is a very wet episode.
Yes.
There's a lot of wetness in this episode.
Yes.
Hey-o. All right. They get back to Angel's place. And this is where I start rolling my eyes all over the place because I'm like, oh my God, this is where they're going to do it. Gah. All right, back to Angel's place. Angel gives Buffy some clothes and says, go ahead and get under the covers just to warm up. And I was like, oh my God, classic guy move. No. We can just let... This is like... Poor Melanie.
This is like what?
She's like, this is like, you know, like, guys are the worst. No. Yeah, just get under the covers to warm up. And then, surprise!
They do it.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
And they do it. And then Angel awakes with a... They're sleeping. Angel awakes with a start. And he's having some kind of pain, which I thought, was he having, like, gas pain or something? I don't know. And then he runs into the rain, still raining, and he's really in pain. And he's calling for Buffy, and she is knocked out. He gave her some good loving. Some good vampire loving, because she is out cold. She does not hear him screaming. Mm-mm.
And we get to be continued.
What was that sigh?
Because it's to be continued.
To be continued.
Yep.
Darn it. Can you imagine watching this in, like, you know, real time when you had to wait a whole week for your show to come on again? Ugh.
I never liked that.
No.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen next?
Did the judge touch him? He zapped? Did he zap Angel?
No.
He didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
Okay.
Is it something about them having sex that, like, injured him?
She gave him gonorrhea.
She... No, like, the vampire-human thing, you know? Like, I don't know. I have no idea. I guess I'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I always like asking you that.
Yeah.
I wonder what you think.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen in this show. okay, so what was your favorite line?
My favorite line was, All right, I'm going to say it's a tie, both from the same scene in The Bronze.
Uh-huh.
Oz saying, hey, did everybody see that guy turn to dust? Or Cordelia just yelling out, surprise!
I think I liked Willow speaking French to say that the hippo stole the monkey's pants. Mm-hmm. That was kind of funny. And then my boyfriend had a bicentennial. That was funny. Okay, how do we rate this one? I am going to give this one 2.5 steaks. Mm. Too much wetness and kissing.
And they do have sex. So.
God.
That's getting out of the
Oh, yeah. And when they, okay, one more thing about that scene. So, yeah, when he's like, you know, change into this, and then she's sitting on the bed, she's like, ow! And she has some injury. He's like, let me check it for you. And she's covering herself. She's got on a tank top, for goodness sake. She's covering herself, to be modest. And then he's like behind her, and he's like, it's already healed. But he starts taking down her strap. Ugh. Ugh. I'll give it warm. All right.
So we'll be back. Nope, we won't be back yet because we have to go over socials.
Let's talk about socials, baby. Let's talk about Facebook now.
We are on Facebook.
Yes.
Instagram.
Yes.
Thread.
True.
YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be releasing more of our snack segments on YouTube.
Scooby Snacks.
Melody came up with that idea, and I love it.
We're not on X.
We're not on X.
And no. Never will be. Mm-hmm. We have a Discord server.
Yep. If you need an invite to that, it's available on our website, thesunnydalediaries.com, along with rules for our diorama contest.
Diorama Derby.
The deadline is May 31st. Coming up.
Prizes to be had.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
We're building our collection of prizes.
Yeah, it's not just one prize.
It is a multitude.
It's a plethora of prizes.
It's like the judge's parts. Several.
But not as blue.
No.
And it won't take the humanity out of you. Oh, the humanity! Anything else? If you want to give us a review or feedback on your podcast streaming app of choice, please do.
Yes.
If you want to reach out with questions or comments, please do. You can email us at thesunnydalediaries@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back next time with Season 2, Episode 14, Innocence.
Ooh, very exciting.
All right, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Little